not a new thing, really, because by October, November last year, as soon as the rand started plunging, most retailers in this country were refusing to accept the rand because they know that if they accept the rand, they will lose out when they are converting it into a US dollar to go in and buy elsewhere other than South Africa. So it is understandable why they have lost confidence in the rand, because it gets to be eroded when it is being converted for import purposes.
And Mr. Ngwenya, what is the situation regarding the bond coins? Because we understand they have taken over from the rand.
Well, I'm not too sure whether it is correct to say they've taken over, because I do not think that if I had $1 million worth of bond coins, I would be able to get an equivalent in US dollars. What they have only solved is the crisis of change that we had already had. That's difficult to get changed in the rand currency, but it is just a result of the lack of confidence that the rand, the Zimbabwean says in the rand. I don't foresee a situation where the bond coin will suddenly transform itself into a bond note, and then we eventually use it in substituting for the US currency, because there is no sign that the bond coin can be converted into US currency that can be used to import, say, capital goods.
But in terms of change, are these not being used widely more than the rand?
Absolutely. You know, in terms of change, they are being used. You know, that's what I'm saying, that, they are only answering the issue of change, which takes people from point A to point B in transport, or from point A to point B in transactions. But whether or not a cumulative amount of bond coins can give you sufficient currency to convert into US dollars, this is what I keep on saying, it's unlikely to happen. So the bond coin has just become a currency of convenience for change purposes. But I don't think that it has assumed enough integrity and authority to be used to convert into a currency that one can use to import capital goods.
In other words, are we just playing around with the name? Because if we were to call the bond coin the Zimbabwe dollar, would that still work the same way that it's doing right now?
Absolutely, you're right. I think there's just a very, intelligent way that the Reserve Bank has been using the word bond coin. Because by any other name, if you put the dollar sign, you already have the same dollar as a coin. But that, in terms of the psychology of the people that are associated with depreciating the same dollar, that is a terrible mistake because of the historical conversation. Because remember that the use of currency is to build confidence as well. So once you call it the same dollar, it might slide back into the inflationary, hyperinflationary, mode that it assumed, notoriety. In 2005-2009.
Do you see the South African rand getting its strength that it had when we started off last year?
The issue of whether South African rand can be strong or not is not a Zimbabwean issue. It's a South African issue. That will have to leave that South African. But I have got my doubts that it can recover from a position of probably 1-16 or 1-18, back to about 1-11. It will demand a lot of financial and monetary transformation of Africa. But for us, it has got long-term negative effects, because our trade deficit will keep on widening, because Zimbabweans will literally stop buying goods from Zimbabwe, and then it will totally destroy an industry that is already suffering under 30% productive capacity.